It's Tuesday, August 11th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Which businesses are doing well in the pandemic? Which technologies will show growth in the next 6 to 12 months? And how are providers faring? This is the Business of Tech. Today is Economy Day, with three pieces of research, each of which helps paint a picture of the state of play. Let's start with the overall economy. The Washington Post has a review of those businesses that are flourishing during the pandemic. Three traits appear that show which companies are booming. Quoting liberally from the article, they are, quote, in the right position to capitalize on shifting consumption patterns as the pandemic obliterates demand for goods or services that require sustained face-to-face contact. Their balance sheets are armored against sudden financial damage, and their management teams demonstrate agility in adapting to a reshaped marketplace. The full article for this and everything today are in the show notes. Why do we care? Those three criteria are important for two reasons. First, they are the criteria to evaluate your own business. Technology services providers are already well-positioned to capitalize on the change in buying behavior, so this one is easy. It's the second two to think about. I've been preaching about ensuring you hoard cash and manage your business, assuming a drop, to create that armored balance sheet. Here it is broadly. Now let's talk about adapting. My takeaway today is this. Here is how you can look at your own customer base to understand who will flourish and who will suffer as this continues to extend, as conditions are not getting better. Additionally, apply this analysis to which customers you target and engage, and how you find opportunity, which we'll discuss next. Next up, we have data from Tech Isle, looking at which technologies are being accelerated. From the study, quote, Tech Isle studied global SMBs to determine future, planned, and likely adoption patterns of several technology areas. The study of SMB and mid-market digital transformation trends identified top 15 technology categories where the adoption growth rates will likely be highest in the next 6 months to a year. End quote. The surprises? Chatbots, 5G, open source, and AI. Why do we care? Here are the technologies you can deliver that bring additional business value. While I loathe the digital transformation buzzword, if simply the principles are applied, these technologies are the ones that are delivering that business value. In the analysis, the reasons why several technologies were adopted shows the pattern. Customer responsiveness, enhanced mobility, customer experience. Each is about making customers and employees more productive, more efficient, more engaged, whatever perspective. It's cliche, but ensure you're driving more. Profits, revenue, sales, members, whatever your customers do, that's the lens. And here's a research list of 15 technologies to consider in your toolbox. Now we can get into specific solution provider impacts. SolarWinds has released its study, COVID-19 Impact and Response, detailing those impacts. Highlights. The majority, 59% of surveyed MSPs, have applied for government financial relief programs, with 74% receiving the help they needed. Over 80% of respondents have continued operating at their pre-pandemic staffing levels. 65% of MSPs do not anticipate making any pricing changes to their managed services package in the long term, and 42% of respondents predicted growth will come from additional project work, and 39% expect an increase in managed services contracts. Why do we care? A big hooray for providers looking for and getting government relief programs. While not a politics podcast, I'll keep an eye on those programs being renewed or extended, as the situation isn't necessarily getting any better. I think it's too early to declare victory about keeping staff. If companies took assistance, they didn't lay people off. And what happens when that runs out? That's evidence the programs worked, or that providers had that armored balance sheet we talked about before. Now, let's tie this all together. We know the criteria for successful businesses and are seeing it in the wild. We know what technologies are delivering business value in the short term, and leaning on programs to get you there works and helps keep you running. Run your business tightly, targeted, and with a plan, and you should do well. Just don't assume it's an easy market. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode tied together pretty well. If you like it, go ahead and share it. Let your colleagues know to check out The Business of Tech. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.